USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Moab, Utah police officers who encountered Gabby Petito and her fiancé Brian Laundrie just before her demise made several mistakes an independent review released Wednesday has found. The review found that the incident should have been classified as domestic violence, which would have required officers to make an arrest or issue a citation against Gabby. Instead, officers allowed the two to go with the promise of staying apart that night. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, the Republican from California, says he will not participate with the January 6th Select Committee's request to interview him. McCarthy on Fox News says he has nothing to add and criticized the panel's abuse of power.
Why did the Democrats, when they created January 6th, pick and choose which Republicans could be on, disallowing, never before in history, individuals that I selected as Minority Leader? Why did the chair of this committee say the speaker is off limits?
USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Earlier this week, comedian fans across the world were saddened and stunned by the unexpected death of 65-year-old Bob Saget. Murray Beard was at his last show in Jacksonville.
He talked a lot about his wife and his daughters, super proud of his three daughters, and never made fun of them. Occasionally would make fun of his wife, but for the most part, in fact, there was a guy sitting on the front row that had three of his daughters with him, and it almost brought him to tears, just, you know, seeing his dad bringing his three girls to come see him as a comedian.
TMZ is reporting Bob Saget died of a heart attack in his sleep. Shaking was reported throughout Southern California following a 3.9 magnitude earthquake south of Palm Springs, California last night. According to the United States Geological Survey, the earthquake struck just before 7:30 p.m. Pacific in the sparsely populated area. The earthquake was followed by a 2.6 aftershock near La Quinta and a 2.9 near Anza, California. In the last year, over 4,600 earthquakes have rocked the region. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
According to Labor Department information released Wednesday, inflation surged by 7% in the 12 months through December. Republican Representative Kat Kamick from Florida was on Newsmax last night and explains the blue-collar working-class folks are getting hit the hardest under the Biden administration's policies.
And as someone who comes from the working class, you know, my husband's a firefighter, I see it every day. In the grocery store, at the gas pump, I see every single day how this administration is failing the American people. When we have historic inflation that is jacking the price of everyday goods and services up, it makes it so that people in everyday walk of life, but particularly the blue collar working class folks, they are getting hit the hardest. And when you look at those on fixed incomes, you see that just last year there was a 5.9 COLA increase. That has now been canceled out by 7% inflation. This is a total failure and a direct result of the lack of leadership coming out of the White House. The Democrats have to own the fact that everyday Americans are barely making it by. Doesn't matter if it's at the grocery store, doesn't matter if it's at the gas pump. If you have kids, if you're on a fixed income, you are hurting because of this administration. And there will be a reckoning in the midterms in November because of this.
Opponents of a planned commercial spaceport on the Georgia coast north of Jacksonville, Florida, asked a judge Tuesday to stop local officials from buying land for the commercial launch pad as they want voters to decide. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.